Network.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully this afternoon they're going to be those of William H. Kennedy, who's written a fascinating book called Satanic Crimes, and we have a number of interviews with William Kennedy, who's done a lot of fascinating research work on various pedophile and satanic organizations, certainly on some of the key satanic criminals of our time, key pedophiles, and of course this gets right into pedophile rings in Europe that tie into the Bilderbergers, and pedophile rings here in the United States that tie into the Franklin cover-up and right into the White House itself. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a corrupt society. If you haven't read the Franklin cover-up, and poor old John DeCamp, who was a legislator, he was a state senator, was forced to give up his job, and actually, because of threats on himself and his family, was forced to move to a very small town. I forget whether it's Indiana or Kansas or near Iowa, one of those towns in the Midwest. I think there are about 300 people there. He's there because of the threats against himself and his children and his family. These are brutal people, but they have a great deal of power. And you must understand that there really are these dark and sinister forces that are at work within our society. Well, we carry William Kennedy's book, Satanic Crimes, and if you'd like to get some of my interviews with him, they are available through Radio Liberty right now. Hi, William. How are you doing?
Very good, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much for having me back.
And I understand there's a story up on the Internet this morning about a London police breaking a pedophile ring. What is it, 500 or 700 people in this pedophile ring?
Yes, Dr. Stan, they broke a major pedophile ring. It was an internet-based ring, and it was run by a man named Timothy Cox, who's 28 years old, and he referred to himself on his webpage, which was called Kids Are the Light of Our Lives, he referred to himself as the Son of God. So what he also had on that page was over 75,000 images and films of children being horribly tortured and ritualistic type S&M ceremonies and things of that nature. And these are kids from toddlers up to teenagers and everything in between and everything you can imagine under the sun. Now, his sidekick in this was a man named Gordon McIntosh, and his name on the page was Silent Blackheart. Now, for people who are familiar with occult lore, Blackheart is one of the names of Lucifer. So what we're looking at in this internet pedophile pornography bust, which, as you said, over 700 people in four different countries, the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia, were all implicated in downloading this harsh S&M ritualistic satanic pedophilia. And the people on the top, now, as people who've heard me on your show before know, saying you're the Son of God is a very common theme among Satanist pedophiles. I wrote about it in my book called Lucifer's Lord, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church. And that is, you know, very, very common in occult lore. Aleister Crowley, who was the big Satanist in the 40s, also believed he was Jesus Christ and had his followers worship him as such.
And, of course, he was a 33rd degree Mason. He was also in British intelligence. My goodness. You think we have things like that in American intelligence? We'll be back here in just a moment with William Kennedy right here at Genesis.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high-net-worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high-net-worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high-net-worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Well, Archer Stan back here. Our guest is William Kennedy, and we're talking about this massive new pedophile ring. But, ladies and gentlemen, they've had them. Certainly, there was one time over in Europe where they actually had one that reached into the highest levels of the Belgian government. Everything was done to cover it up. It went right into some of the royalty of Europe, the Bilderbergers. 300,000 the Belgians, and Belgium is just a little tiny country. 300,000 Belgians all dressed in white were out demonstrating against this corruption and degradation of their government, and not one word in the controlled press in America. It was known as the Great, White March. It's covered in William Kennedy's book. Of course, you can find out about it on the internet. It's covered in another book we carry called Programmed to Kill. But because of the degree of control over the media here, you're not going to hear about these things. And why? Because they don't want you to understand the spiritual component of everything going on today. They want you to think, we go to war for money or oil or certainly for power. But it's really all about these occult ideas to bring about this world government under the world leader and the destruction of Christianity. We are in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and nobody's going to tell you that. And I'm afraid most ministers won't tell you that as well. So you pick up the story. What do we know about this group this new pedophile group that's just been exposed?
Well, the great news about this whole situation, Dr. Stan, is that within all of this, 31 child sex slaves were freed and liberated from having to perform sexually in these ritualistic S&M films for these perverts. So let's all thank God that these 31 children are freed from sex slavery and can now go off and lead our normal lives. That's a wonderful blessing for the human race, and we should all be grateful for that. My predictions, and I'm not saying this in a psychic sense, I'm not Gene Dixon. My predictions are based on logic and reason, not on paranormal powers. But of these 700 people who were caught in this, you will see some high-level policemen and detectives who are not investigating but are actually pedophiles themselves, and you will see a small number of prominent citizens within this 700. Now, there was a big thing in Austria last February where there was even a bigger pedophile bust than this, and the man in that pedophile situation called himself God. Now we have this man in this new pedophile situation, this Timothy Cox, who called himself the Son of God, and his partner Gordon McIntosh called himself Silent Blackheart. What we're looking at here is a satanic internet cult which sells child pornography and puts children in these really diabolical situations. Now, you mentioned this metaphysical war that's going on between the forces of God and the forces of Satan in our world. This is another manifestation of it, to the point where these people are blasphemous. They say they are God. That is, you can read about that in Isaiah chapter 14 about how Satan originally did that. So it's a very common theme of Satanism to say you are the Son of God or Jesus Christ or the Messiah. That's really what the ultimate Antichrist will be when he comes. He will come as a force of good. So, as Father Malachi Martin used to say to me, the devil has to show himself. He used to call Satan Old Scratch, and he would say, Old Scratch has to leave a calling card. He's a braggart. He can't help it. Diabolical beings have to brag. And how they brag is they slip these blasphemous things into the mouths and actions of these pedophiles. I mean, how much more evidence do you want than a pedophile calling himself the Son of God and his partner calling himself Silent Blackheart? These are diabolical names that they chose. From what I understand, the films and videos involve all sorts of sadomasochistic and ritualistic abuse. So what we're looking at here is one segment, one small segment, of the international pedophile cabal has been caught and captured by the police. And I say, thank God those 31 children are freed. But what we have to remember that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
And I think really what's so interesting, William, is the fact that this sort of thing has been covered up by the FBI and the CIA and many of the intelligence agencies for years. You have people working within the police department who are dedicated to doing the right thing. And, of course, they will, you know, they will run the scams, and they will entrap these people, and they'll uncover these big rings. But you have people working within the FBI whose sole job is to go around and tell police forces and people there is no satanic cults in the world. It's all make-believe. It's all paranoid. And so the average individual... Right. And so, they will do everything they can to cover them up. I mean, the typical story would be Captain Jeffrey McDonald, the Green Beret captain, whose wife and children were killed by a satanic cult. And he was convicted and sent to prison, although the prosecutor and other people involved knew about the satanic cult. And to cover them up, they sent McDonald to prison. He's been in prison 25 years. And, of course, they're keeping him there, despite the fact that members of the cult, at least one member of the cult, confessed and...
signed a confession.
Right.
It's in writing, yeah.
There's a video of it, and yet they're keeping him in prison. Why? Because they'd have to admit that these satanic cults are real and being covered up by prosecutors. We've seen the prosecutor there in La Crosse, Wisconsin. You know, of course, he was going to send the three innocent boys to prison, and he got caught. But how many other prosecutors are there across America who are covering up for the satanic cults? And, of course, they're never caught, and you're not going to see them discussed on 60 Minutes.
Oh, not at all, Dr. Stan. You have to remember, you have to look to the alternative media to get these sorts of facts. Now, I've been talking about these pedophile rings and the fact that a lot of these pedophiles say that they're Jesus Christ. I've been covering this in the alternative press for about 6 years now, and, you know, CNN and NBC and MSNBC, they're aware of me, but they would never have me on because the people who pay for their commercials are also involved in these sorts of satanic activities. Major heads of corporations like the Heinz Corporation, Heinz Ketchup, Pillsbury Food, these the people who run these companies are actually involved with satanic groups like the Skull and Bone Society, which is at Yale, and the Bohemian Grove, which is in California, and the Bilderberg Group, which is in Europe. So you're not going to hear about these things. And Dr. Stan, I've also uncovered something very bizarre about President Bush I did not know before. Now, everyone knows that he was in the Skull and Bones fraternity, and in the Skull and Bones, initiates actually kneel before a devil figure when they take their final vows. But Bush was the president of another fraternity called Delta Epsilon Kappa, and his senior year, he, as I said, he headed up this fraternity, and what had happened was he was branding the pledges with a triangle figure at the gape of their back, kind of on their buttocks. And this triangle figure, he said, was for Delta, the name of the fraternity. But what you have to remember is that these secret society groups always have double meanings for symbols. And that is also the devil's mark, a triangle. That's a very common, commonly used in satanic rituals all over the world. Now, Bush was doing this to pledges in the late 1960s at the Delta fraternity, and he introduced this practice because some of the pledges went and complained to the university. It was so brutal, and Bush was actually sanctioned by the university and the National Delta Epsilon Kappa fraternity for introducing this outrageous hazing practice into this pretty normal fraternity. But the frat was actually fined by the university officials, and President Bush was actually criticized by the Yale administration. Now, this has all been confirmed. One of the persons he branded was Professor Bradford Lee, who is at the Naval War College in Connecticut. He was one of the pledges back then when he was a Yale undergraduate, and he still has this mark on him. This has been, covered. So President Bush was also involved in diabolical activity at the Delta fraternity, and strangely enough, these triangle marks are actually appearing on some of the women they found, some missing women in Juarez, Mexico. There's a great book about it called A Harvest of Women, by a woman named Valdez Washington, and it's really, really bizarre that President Bush was burning people with these triangle figures, and now they're finding these people in Juarez, Mexico, with the same burn marks, the same triangle figure. And the triangle is also a devil symbol because it is the first letter of the Greek word for the devil, which is diabolos. So that's really what we're looking at. President Bush not only knelt before the devil at the Skull and Bone Society, he branded the devil's mark into Delta pledges in the late 1960s and was sanctioned by the university for doing so. So we have a very sick man in the White House these days, Dr. Stan, and it's quite appalling and distressing that the commander-in-chief of our country was involved with anything like this. He was also a member of the, as I said, the Bohemian Grove, and they do a bizarre ritual before an owl figure, as a lot of Genesis Communication Network listeners will know. It's a very common theme. Alex Jones covered a lot of that material, and I borrow from him quite a bit in my book. And it's just very bizarre, Dr. Stan, because we're seeing more and more and more of this devil worship, and satanic rituals coming right out in the internet. I mean, my jaw dropped when I saw this story break this morning when I heard that this Cox fellow called himself the Son of Man. I was absolutely flabbergasted. I thought I'd seen and heard it all, but there's always new surprises when you're dealing with the devil, and I'm sure getting my share of them these days. I must say, there's an ancient
William, hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Genesis. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
book Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium. People can get it by going to RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and they can also get it by going to WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com. But check out my website, because I have a free Satanic Crime multimedia page that has free online hours and hours of documentary films, photographs, audios of all the case studies I cover in my book, Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium. And the first chapter of the book covers, it's called A Brief History of Modern Satanism. And what that covers is the entire satanic movement, starting with Aleister Crowley, who I mentioned earlier, who died in 1947. And I go right into Anton Zandor LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan. And I cover the Temple of Set. I cover all the satanic groups, the major ones anyway, including the Process Church of the Final Judgment, and a bunch of spin-off groups and some contemporary Satanists like Boyd Rice and Shane Bugby, who runs Radio Free Satan. And I cover what Zena LaVey, who was Anton LaVey's daughter. And there's some very shocking facts I come out with about Anton LaVey in my book. It's quite startling. But the next set of chapters in my book are basically case studies of Satanists who were also serial killers, and I cover the Manson killings that were in 1969. I have David Berkowitz, the Son of Sam killer. I have Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. I have Ricky Casso, who murdered his best friend in a ritual. I have Varg Vikernes, who was the Wolfman of Norway, who burnt down a series of wooden churches and then murdered his best friend. I have Joe Fiorella, who murdered a girl and then performed an act of necrophilia on her, which is a horrible thing, I know. And my final chapter of Satanic Crime, I get more into things like I mentioned earlier, like the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, Bilderberg Group, and such things as that. Now, I'm also working on a documentary film based on Lucifer's Lodge, my first book. My first book was Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church. And in that book, I deal with all of the cases that were involved that came out since 2002. Now, I pulled these all together, and I've made my film. I'm directing it myself through my own media company, which is called Mystic Valley Media. And that's because I live in the Mystic Valley here in Massachusetts. It's a geographical reference, actually. People think it's some New Age thing. It's not. I live on the Mystic River here in Massachusetts. So I'm working on the film now. It's going to be a full-length hour and a half. I'm going to cover all the major cases of satanic ritual abuse that were covered in the Catholic Church, including the case of Gerald Robinson, who was the Toledo, Ohio priest who murdered a nun in 1980 in a ritual offense. I got Father Chet Warren in there. He sexually abused girls in a coffin. One of his victims, Barbara Blaine, is the president of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. And another priest I cover is Father Sean Fortune in the movie. He was over in Ireland, and one of his survivors, one of the people he abused, founded their survivor group over there called One in Four. So right at the pinnacle of survivors of the satanic ritual priests, you see these survivor organizations have spun off from the actual ritual abusers. So it's not too far away from what's going on in mainstream coverage of the priest pedophile crisis. Now, my movie, I pull no punches. I lay out the priests who are involved in satanic pedophilia, and I put them all in a row, and I don't downplay any of the ritual elements they were involved with. For example, that Father Sean Fortune, he would threat detractors with hexes. He'd say, if you turn me into the police, your children will be born crippled. And if you turn me into the police, Satan will haunt you. So the mainstream media, they tend to downplay and really put this sort of coverage on the back burner. I bring it straight to the surface. I cover the case of Rodrigo Urias. You can see on my webpage, on the Satanic Crime multimedia page. He murdered a Catholic priest down in Santiago, Chile, and he did it in the name of Lucifer. Okay, we go on a break.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network and our guest, William Kennedy. And I think you have to understand that Satan hates Christianity. And that is why he has infiltrated the Catholic Church, why he has infiltrated the Protestant Church, why he has infiltrated the seminaries, and he wants to do everything he can to discredit them. And tragically, he has his agents there, working and certainly undermining the reputation of both of these great institutions. So you pick the story up there, William.
Sure, Dr. Stan. You have to remember that the big difference between the Roman Catholic Church, and I'm a lifelong Roman Catholic myself, so I don't want anyone to accuse us of Catholic bashing. I went to a Catholic grammar school, Catholic high school. I was confirmed in the Catholic Church. So I'm just making observations about my own church and my own institution and the religion I still belong to. And what you have to remember, what's dangerous about the Roman Catholic Church is it's, number one, the largest organization in the world. It has over 1 billion members. It's larger than any government. It's larger than any institution. It's larger than any club. So just that simple fact that one person, the Pope, has some influence over one in six people on this planet is quite startling. The second reason it's very dangerous is that it's the most globally expansive organization in the world. It goes to more countries than the UN or the World Health Organization. When the World Health Organization wants to go to some rural part of Africa or Latin America, they call up the Catholic Church to find out the missionary routes to get to these places if they have to give immunizations or want to do testing. So the Roman Catholic Church is the most globally expansive, and consequently, it is the most corruptible and dangerous if it were to fall into the wrong hands. Now, consider that in this entire priest pedophile cult that we're looking at in the Roman Catholic Church, you hear about bishops and cardinals in various archdioceses and dioceses transferring pedophile priests, but the religious orders in the Roman Catholic Church, and I'm talking about groups like the Jesuits and the Dominicans and the Franciscans, they are actually transferring priests internationally from country to country. And the reason they are allowed to do this is because the police really aren't doing anything of consequence to stop them. They see this more as an immigration problem. Now, when you consider that the Roman Catholic Church can transfer funds and people pretty much without notice throughout the entire world, they can even hand out Vatican diplomatic passports, so people, they don't even have to, they'll do no check on one of these pedophiles if they're under a Vatican passport and they're traveling around the world. So it's amazing the power they have. And it's very, very sick because there's just a few centers that all of this stuff is generating, like the Franciscan International Study Center in Canterbury is one place where a lot of these pedophiles, it's like a clearinghouse for pedophiles. I'm not afraid to say that because it's true. There's down in Mexico, there's several places down there that are run by the Franciscans where they transfer pedophile priests internationally. So there's no one police force like Interpol is completely inept to do anything about this. The international police agencies in general do more to protect these sorts of groups than they do to actually prosecute them. The only reason the British went after this pedophile cult is because the Canadian police uncovered it and gave it to them, and they were obliged by international law to follow through on it. But the British priests are, police are notorious for not doing a very good job at tracking down and prosecuting pedophiles, because in the last big thing in England a couple years ago called Operation Oar, it turns out that a lot of British police officials were themselves pedophiles, and there are pedophile cops covering up for other pedophile cops. Marc Dutroux, the famous Belgian serial killer, you mentioned the White March earlier, he himself said there were many policemen who were part of his cult who kidnapped children and sold them to an international pedophile ring of very wealthy people. So what we're looking at here is a very, very rich and powerful international cabal of pedophiles within the Roman Catholic Church and to a certain extent outside the Roman Catholic Church. But at this juncture in history, it's the Catholic Church is doing the most damage to children because of this international transferring of degenerate priests. It's quite frightening and alarming how they are allowed to do this, and they're not accountable to any law whatsoever. A prosecutor out in the American Midwest sent the Vatican an extradition request for a priest who had fled to Vatican City, and they sent the package back unopened. They refused to accept it. They're a sovereign nation. They don't have to listen to anyone else. The Pope is the ultimate monarch. It's an absolute monarchy, the Vatican City. It's not accountable to any law outside of its walls. So when you have an organization that allows people to flee to an institution that's beyond being prosecuted, you know, we're in a very dangerous state of affairs. The current holder of the Petrine office, Benedict XVI, the former Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, He's a horrible human being. He did more to protect pedophiles than John Paul II did. I mean, if we lived in a just world, Benedict XVI would be tried for crimes against humanity in some sort of international tribunal type thing. That's really how I feel about him. I mean, he went as far as to slap the hand of a reporter who asked him about the pedophile crisis when he was still a cardinal. Now, he was very lenient on all of the bishops and cardinals who got caught in the Roman Catholic Church. He gave Bernard Law of Boston a promotion. He sent him to the oldest church in the Vatican, which goes back to like 325 AD when Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire. He sent him to the oldest church in the Vatican, just about the oldest, they say. But he was allowed to vote for Joseph Ratzinger when he became Benedict XVI. So what we're looking at here is a really despicable and criminal organization that should, at least in the United States of America, be tried under the RICO statute. These people are an international sex mafia.
Well, now, Sydney, there are many, many priests who are aware of what's going on, and they're brokenhearted. And what did Father Malachi Martin tell you about this? Because you knew him, he talked to you about it.
Well, it's very interesting, Dr. Stan, because I knew Father Malachi Martin. I met him in 1996 in person. I spoke to him on the phone a few times before that. We met through our mutual friend, Dr. Rama Kumaraswamy, who was a Catholic convert. And what he told me in 1996 quite startled me. Back then, he told me that Bernard Law of Boston was running a pedophile cult. And at the time, I found that a very far-fetched assertion. I didn't believe it. Cardinal Law was a Harvard graduate, and like a fool, I thought that a Harvard man wouldn't allow such an evil organization to operate, you know. Education is no marker of morality. I discovered that the hard way. So at the time, I didn't really believe what he said. I took it with a big grain of salt, and I was proven absolutely wrong. Now, it's quite interesting because my documentary film, Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, is actually dedicated to a Catholic priest, Father Charles Fiore, who was a good friend of Malachi Martin's, who passed away a couple years ago. But he was the other person, like Malachi Martin, who was at the forefront of trying to whistleblow and expose the satanic pedophile cult that's being run by cardinals and bishops in the Church of Rome. So I am a Roman Catholic, and I have dedicated my film to a Roman Catholic priest who was a man of goodwill. And as far as Roman Catholic priests who are of goodwill and are not pedophiles, you know, I pray for them and I hope God blesses them, but they're in an organization that's become so corrupt, they themselves have to stand up and take a little bit of action against their superiors and not just sit back and mind their business, because when we mind our business in this society, children tend to get raped, and they tend to be helpless children from broken homes and broken families who have no one else to look out for them. The social service agencies are a disgrace, and for the most part, Catholic Charities has been a disgrace in taking care of these wayward children, and it's the responsibility of the rest of society to do something more about it. I mean, one reason they got away with this entire thing is that these were throwaway children that nobody cared about, and they were just consigned to the charity of the church, and people who ran the church charities, like Father Paul Shanley here in Boston, were actually degenerates, and no one went after them because no one really cared about these poor children. And so as a society, we have to really look hard at what we want to do next. There's a group out there called Perverted Justice, and they track down a lot of these internet pedophiles who try to have sex with children. Now, their guesstimation, this is just a guess, it's not a hard scientific fact, they guess that there are, in a 24-hour period, 500,000 predators online who are attempting to meet children for sex that day. So what we're looking at here is a huge, huge problem, and I'm as happy as I am about those 700 people getting arrested, and, thankful to God I am that 31 children are now freed from sexual liberation today because they were being abused. They're liberated from their satanic captors. Let's just be thankful for that. But we have to remember there's still a huge, huge and frightening problem out there with predators who are online. It's unbelievable. We have to, you know, make sure our legislators and police and local government and federal government know that the people aren't going to stand for this anymore. It cannot be tolerated. We also have to make better plans to keep pedophiles segregated from society. These people are sick. They can't help themselves. I don't know what the correct kind of institution to put them in would be, but we have to do better than, you know, sending them from prisons to homeless shelters where we can't track them anymore, and they go out and rape children again. This is a big problem. There was an article about this in the Boston Globe just today. So we have to really restructure all of our policies concerning the protection of children in our society. If we do not, children will continually be raped. And there's no more horrible thing you can do to a child than to rape them. It's worse than murdering them. If you murder a child, their suffering is over. If you rape a child, their suffering has just begun. So this is a crime far worse than murder. And we have to put it in that perspective and keep it in that perspective. If we do not, our children are doomed, because there are so many of these people out there, and they're getting bolder and they're getting more strategic, and they have access to our children through computers. So we're in a very, very frightening state of affairs. If I sound alarmist, because I think alarm bells should be sounded when you consider that there are 500,000 predators as we speak out there online trying to rape our children. If that's not a reason to panic, I don't know what what would be a better reason to panic, quite frankly. You know, I'm called a lot of names, paranoid and, you know, a scaremonger. Well, I am getting paranoid and I am getting scared when you look at statistics like this. You know, 700 people arrested in four different countries on four different continents, 500,000 people looking to rape our children every day. I'm more than concerned. You know, I'm terrified of these people. And we really have to band together, and we need to use the internet and resources like the Genesis Communication Network, talk radio. You know, I encourage people, you know, they say, what can I do? Start your own web page and put links to Radio Liberty and GCN and my page. Start a chat room and get people activated and motivated to stop these things. If we don't unite, we are powerless against the forces that be. And the forces that be, as we can see, you know, every day, are not doing enough to stop the pedophile cult, and I will call it that, that has permeated virtually every aspect of our society. It's like an octopus. It has tentacles that go everywhere, and it's very, very disturbing. And if we don't do something now, it's only going to get worse, because as technology expands, these people's ability to hide from the authorities expands as well. So we have to plan all sorts of strategies to protect children. I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands, if not millions, of children who are being sexually exploited by these people every day. It's bizarre, and from, you know, some reports on MSNBC, on Dateline, they've done a pretty good job covering this sort of thing. You know, this goes on all the time. As we speak, there are people trying to have sex with children on our computers. So we have to, I don't know exactly what we need to do, but we have to engage in new strategies for coping with pedophilia online, or as I said earlier, we will have a huge catastrophe, far bigger than the one we have now. We also have to rethink about how we're going to structure our families. You know, kids are lonely, they're online, they're both their parents work, their parents are divorced. No one spends time with the kids. The parents come home, they're too tired. So what do the children do? They go online and they look for a parent online. And then one of these perverts comes along, and the next thing you know, the kid's raped. And that's exactly how it works. That's the hard and sad truth of what I'm talking about. This is just pure degeneracy, and there's nothing that anyone is doing about it in any effective way. And we have to really really re-strategize very quickly.
And I think that people have to realize when we talk about the powers that be, many times the powers that be are pedophiles themselves and part of satanic cults, part of the Bohemian Grove, part of the Bilderbergers, certainly part of the Skull and Bones. Let me recommend very much William Kennedy's website. What's that website again, William?
It's williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com.
Go there, and you'll be fascinated to see these pictures of the rituals actually shot at the Skull and Bones when the future presidents of the United States are kneeling before a satanic figure. So there's so much up there that everybody needs to understand. This is not imaginary. You're only paranoid when you imagine people are out to get you. There really are people out there who are indeed wicked, because you see, we live in a fallen world. William Kennedy, I appreciate so much you being with us and doing most of the talking this hour.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. I'll be glad to come back. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Genesis.
Folks, Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit 1 or 2 a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan.
Certainly, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to help us, become part of our team. Our number, 1-800-544-8897. Now, if you really want to look into the things we're talking about today, you need to get our four-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, four-tape or four-CD. We have a four-tape set on the satanic Satanism and deliverance, on the supernatural. And then, of course, we have the books, Satanic Crimes, Programmed to Kill. We have a DVD, Rape of the Soul, about embedded pornography in Catholic art. We have an excellent book called The Devil Hunter. And then, of course, if you'd like to know about the people in the White House who are involved in Satanism, Transformation of America. That's T-R-A-N-C-E, Transformation of America. And then the Access Denied, the two books by Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips. But Transformation of America has an amazing section in it about the man who really runs the White House today. It was written long before the Bush administration took power. It gives you almost unbelievable things about what's really going on in America today. Understand that there really is a spiritual battle going on. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or see the DVD. To follow this from its inception, the talk is Forbidden Secret, and we tell you the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years. So secret, no one would ever publicly reveal it. And then, of course, that does come with the syllabus if you want to get it. But if I could suggest two excellent, very professionally done DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings and Riddles in Stone. And they will help you to understand America's secret destiny. There have always been two forces in America. One was the Christian, the other was the occult. The Christian wanted a free country where men could worship God. The occult forces wanted to use America's military and financial power to bring about a world government and to destroy Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools, why they've involved us in war after war after war. And if you haven't heard my talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, you need to, because it goes into all of the wars of the last century and vitally important information. It does come with an excellent syllabus, which we recommend to you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Your job is to tell other people about our programs and get them to listen to them on radio, on the internet at radioliberty.com, or the other networks we do. And then, of course, too, we have a satellite uplink, and you can hear us there 9 hours a day on shortwave. We do need your help. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is at war. America is under attack today. And we'll be back in just a few moments with the second hour of Radio Liberty. Let's hope my voice holds out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization is going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. This afternoon, if my voice holds out, we will have a fascinating interview with our special guest we've had on the forum. His name is John Perkins, and he wrote a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But in many ways, I enjoy his new book, The Secret History of the American Empire, even more because he is saying what I have known for a long period of time and nobody else has been willing to say. And that is, most people have a picture of America that has nothing to do with reality. America has an empire. We have military bases in 130 nations. We have 720 bases throughout the world. And we control most of the countries of the world economically. And I'm going to let Mr. Perkins pick the story up. Mr. Perkins, I'm having a little trouble with my voice. You're going to have to do most of the talking.
I'm happy to do that, Stan. You can call me John.
All right.
We've been on enough together. It's really good to be back on your show again. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so very much. John, you go ahead and pick up your story. This is an amazing story, and I hope it has as much of an impact as your first book did.
Thank you. Well, it already, in the first 5 days out, it's the New York Times bestseller list. It's the extended list at number 22, but that's a good sign. And I think, Stan, one of the things that tells us is that the people in the United States really want to know more. I wrote The Secret History of the American Empire because after publishing Confessions of an Economic Hitman and traveling around the country, that book was on the New York Times list for over a year. And people kept asking questions about, well, are there other economic hitmen who are willing to speak out, other jackals, assassins? And in fact, many of them came to me and told me their stories, made their confessions. And so I wanted to include their stories in the book, The Secret History of the American Empire, which I have, and try to do it kind of the way I did Confessions, and that is write it in a narrative style, which would be fun for people to read, you know, tell their stories. It's totally nonfiction. It's totally true, but I tried to read it not in kind of a dry academic fashion, but in a storytelling fashion about their stories. In addition, people kept asking me what we can do to change this, to turn things around. So in this new book, I really address that, what we can do to create a better world. And since I know it's hard for you to ask me questions, I'll anticipate the kind of questions you or your readers might ask. For example, one of the things I'm always asked is, what exactly is an economic hitman, and what do we do? And I think the simplest answer to that is that we've managed to create the world's first truly global empire in the last three or four decades, and we've done it primarily without the military, unlike any other empire in history. We've done it primarily through economics. And the way that we've done this is we work many different ways, actually. But typically, we economic hitmen will identify a third world country that has resources our corporations covet, like oil, and then arrange a huge loan to that country from the World Bank or one of its sisters. However, most of the money never goes to the country. Instead, it goes to our own corporations to build big infrastructure projects in that country. And I'm hearing this music, Stan, so I'm assuming we're about to move into an ad. Is that correct?
Well, no. Actually, we're going to move into a break, and we're going to bring some other stations on. And then you can go ahead and repeat part of what you've said.
Okay.
We lose some stations, and then we pick up some new ones, and then they all come back at the end of the three-minute break. So here we go.
That's right.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the NutraMedical Report, Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays, 8 to 10 p.m. on GCN. You can call at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. You'll hear the latest in natural healing anti-aging solutions, stem cell research, depleted uranium recovery, vaccine dangers, GMO frankenfoods, heart disease and cancer recovery, H5N1 flu, and the civil defense from chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, global warming and globalist plans of the new world disorder. Talking with top experts and authors. Log on to NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call 888-212-8871 to order the best nutritional supplements from Dr. Bill's companies, or select a nutraceutical needs consult. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, with an I, medical.com. Listen in Stream 4 and 2 on GCN Live, K-Band Satellite, Monday to Friday, Shortwave, Sunday evening, 5.050, 8 to 10 p.m.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mr. Perkins is explaining how we have created the empire, a truly global empire, using primarily massive loans to countries, but the country didn't get the money. It went to American corporations that built up the infrastructure of those countries and burdened those countries with massive debts. And as Mr. Perkins says, and what is it, about half the world, or at least a third of the world, lives on about $2 a day, permanently enslaved with no hope of ever getting a better life?
Yeah, roughly half the people in the world today are living on $2 or less a day, which is roughly the equivalent to what they were making 30 years ago in real terms, which means they haven't made any progress at all. And yet we know that the world's gotten much richer, which means the rich folks have been getting richer. The poor have been staying the same, which means in relative terms they've been getting a lot poorer. The gap between rich and poor has more than doubled in the past 30 years during a period of time that the World Bank classifies as a time of great development and getting rid of poverty. Quite the opposite has happened. And, you know, Dr. Stan, this has created a very dangerous world and a great many challenges. We all today know about global warming, climate change, and, of course, terrorism. And these things have really been created by this empire. We in the United States represent less than 5% of the world's population, yet we consume over 25% of its resources and create more than 30% of its pollution. And, you know, you don't have to be a brilliant economist to conclude that that model is not a successful model. It's a failed model. It's not something that we can pass on to China or India or Latin America or the Middle East or Africa. And it's not something that we can continue to do in this country. We simply must change. And we can, if we look at history, we can see that empires never continue for too long. They always collapse. When they collapse, vacuums are created, and then there's wars, and eventually a new empire arises. And so, you know, one of the reasons I wrote Secret History is because I think what we must do now is do something that's never been done before in history, and that is not allow this empire to collapse, but instead to transform it into something that truly can serve as a model for the world. And so we can be a leader in creating a world that is sustainable, peaceful, and stable for our children. And the only way we can do that for our children here in the United States is if we also do it for children growing up all over the planet, in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, Latin America.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about Nike? Because you spent a lot of time talking about Nike shoes, which are, you know, they run a $100 pair here. I mean, something ridiculous. But how they, of course, really use slave labor in other countries.
Yes, and there's quite a bit in the book on that. And incidentally, just to remind your listeners that if they want to talk to me directly, I'm speaking tonight at the town hall in Seattle, and next week at a number of venues in San Francisco and then Boulder and so on. They can check out johnperkins.org to find out. I love to meet your listeners and people in the country and talk to them. Nike, is a very good example of a company that really has exploited the world in a big way. And their products are not cheap by any means, as you mentioned. Someone's making a tremendous amount of profit. The CEO's making a lot of money himself and a lot of their shareholders. They're charging high prices, and yet throughout many parts of the world, the people who work for Nike are working extremely long hours in very, very unpleasant conditions, living miserable lives. In Secret History, I tell the story of a couple from the United States. He was getting his PhD and went and lived like Nike workers with Nike workers in Indonesia, and talk about the deplorable conditions, the way these people are exploited. And yet, of course, some of our big sports personalities like Tiger Woods and many others make millions of dollars advertising these products. That's an unacceptable situation, and if we continue to behave in that manner, Stan, we're going to create a world and have, in fact, begun to create a world that is extremely unstable, extremely dangerous, and our children will suffer tremendously unless we turn things around. I think it's important for us to understand that we can only have homeland security when we visualize that our homeland is the entire planet.
And, of course, certainly Walmart does exactly the same thing, and many of our major manufacturers or retailers are doing exactly the same thing, going into these third world countries and really exploiting the people there.
Yes, it's not fair to just single Nike out, because they're not alone in this by any means. They just happen to be one of the biggest and best-known firms. And if you can change a Nike, then the rest of the industry will probably follow. But you're right, Walmart, and then the chemical companies, companies like Monsanto are doing terrible things. We all know the oil companies are reaping windfall profits, and yet they're destroying rainforests and the Amazon. And throughout the world, they plunder. They truly do. And as a result of this, over 50,000 people die every single day around the world from hunger and hunger-related diseases. 3 million children die every year in Africa because of our policies there of hunger and hunger-related diseases. This is just totally unacceptable. It's completely contrary to the principles I was raised to believe are those that make America great. It's contrary to our own principles, and perhaps even more importantly, it is creating a very, very dangerous world for our children and grandchildren. And so I'm very optimistic that when enough people in the United States understand this, we'll demand change, and when we demand it, we'll get it.
Well, of course, you talk about Indonesia, and Sukarno was overthrown with the full support of our government, and they killed about 3 million people in the process, and then he was replaced by Suharto. And when he was overthrown, Suharto went in and killed a couple of 100,000 Christians there in East Timor with the full support of Gerald Ford and Henry Kissinger.
Yes.
Why don't you talk a little bit about how we've exploited Indonesia, because you put a lot of effort in your book to tell this story. People don't understand this is a country with a massive population, and they've been just totally dominated by the corporatocracy.
Well, you're right. Indonesia was the first country where I worked as an economic hitman, and you know, you're right. We put Suharto in power, and then later, he was in power for many, many, many years, and all the time that I was in Indonesia in the 70s, doing terrible things, and very, very brutal dictator, but he protected our oil companies in a big way. And then when he got to be too unpopular, and we saw to it that he was overthrown in the late 1990s, and I've looked at the statistics of Indonesia and how poverty has increased, and those are in the book, that despite the fact that when I went in the 70s, I believed and we told the world that World Bank loans, the projects we were going to create, were going to bring Indonesia out of poverty, going to bring it out of the dark ages, essentially. It's done exactly the opposite. It's made it much worse for the poor people. Of course, a handful of very wealthy people in Indonesia have prospered tremendously. You mentioned those deaths that resulted, millions of people. But most Americans don't realize that in the last 10 years in the Congo, in Africa, over 4 million people have died there because of coltan, which is a mineral that is in most of our laptops and cell phones. And because we want cheap cell phones and laptops, people are terribly exploited in these mines. And there's wars. Like I mentioned, 4 million people in the last 10 years have died over this coltan issue. In Congo, right now this is going on. And in Darfur, in Sudan, neighbor, right next door to Congo, another couple of million people have died because of oil, bringing us oil. So we need to understand these things, Stan. It's still going on very much. We all criticize and lament the genocide that happened to the North American indigenous people, the Indians here. But in fact, we are perpetrating very, very similar things on even a more massive scale in Africa and many other parts of the world today. And we in the United States need to understand that this is going on, and then we must turn around and make sure that it ceases, that it doesn't continue.
Well, could you explain to our listeners what this corporatocracy is and how it works, this partnership between the corporations and government?
Yes, Dan. An empire has to have an emperor. And an emperor is defined as someone who, you know, runs the country, is not elected, doesn't serve a limited term, and basically reports to no one. Well, we don't have an individual like that in the United States. Instead, we have a group of people that I call a corporatocracy. And these are the men and maybe a few women who control our biggest corporations. This is not a conspiracy. These people don't have to get together in dark rooms and fire. They all know what they're doing. They all work together. They all went to the same schools. They understand without having to conspire about, you know, how to enhance the bottom line. But they're in charge regardless of whether we have a Democrat or Republican in the White House or running Congress. And they basically fund all of our political campaigns, and therefore politicians are beholden to them. They also own or fund through advertising our mainstream media. And they don't serve for any limited term. And they're not elected, and they don't report to anybody. Even their boards of directors essentially report to them. So they really meet the definition of an emperor.
But, of course, they worked in combination with the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, and then with, of course, the CIA and the groups you call the jackals.
Yes. They all work very, very closely together. And at the top, you can't even distinguish between them because, you know, in 1 year, a guy's CEO of a big corporation. The next year, he's Secretary of State or Vice President or even President, and then goes back into the corporate world. So this revolving door policy at the top assures us that these people stay in power. We need to change that.
Hold that. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the NutriMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Developed the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria military on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
I can just love it. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And John really had worked for some period of time within this whole network. He was recruited through the NSA, a super secret intelligence agency, and he has the distinction of being, I think, the only person who's named on the State Department page under misinformation. Have you seen that, John?
The misinformation?
Yes, they have a special page for the State Department publicity.
Oh, yes, of course. And it's interesting to me that I seem to be the only author on the State Department's misinformation page. I actually find it almost humorous and that right of the State Department has confirms what I say in the books, I believe, because they base their argument on the fact that what I say about the National Security Agency, which recruited me and put me through lie detector tests, and that's on their records. You know, that all happened at the JFK building in Boston. That happened. There's no question about it. But they say that the NSA doesn't do things like what I described, and then they give a small quote for the NSA's mission statement that says that they encode and decode messages. It's basically the cryptography. Well, we all know that they've been listening in on eavesdropping on American phone calls. That's come out in the public. We know that they're the biggest spy organization in Washington. And, you know, this little mission statement they give doesn't tell a half of it. We know that. And so for them to go on and say that, you know, I'm giving misinformation because the NSA only does encoding and decoding, in my way of thinking, just, you know, confirms the things that I've been saying. And Dr. Stan, while I'm here, I just wanted to, I'm also this, tomorrow actually, in Portland, Oregon. I neglected that when I said in Seattle tonight, Portland tomorrow, and then San Francisco. It's the Portland day after tomorrow, so I just wanted to include that.
Well, because you mentioned that many people have actually come to you at your book signings, and they've been part of this a movement, people from the World Bank, other people affiliated with this movement, and they've very quietly applauded you for what you've done.
Well, it's why I keep mentioning this, because when I go to these talks, I get so much out of it, and a lot of these people have become part of the book, people that came to my talks and confessions and now are included in Secret History. They came up and they said, look, you know, I've got a story to tell. Can we meet privately? Some of them want to remain anonymous. Some of them don't. And I'd like to tell you my story. It's been fascinating, as well as during the dialogues in some of these events where people bring up information. It's been fascinating to me, and one of the things I've learned, which is very, very optimistic, I think, is that I started on this tour back when Confessions first came out in November of 2004. I've essentially been back on the road back and forth many times since. Here it is, you know, 2.5 years later, and I've seen tremendous change in this country. People are becoming aware. We're becoming more conscious and more determined to change things. And, you know, while I would love to have my book take all the credit for this, but of course it doesn't. In fact, I'm glad it doesn't, because there's been a slew of books and films like Constant Gardner and Hotel Rwanda and Blood Diamond, Al Gore's movie, and many, many others that are really helping to educate us, so that I think Americans finally are becoming much more aware of what's going on, and as they become aware, are becoming much more determined to create a world that our children will be proud to inherit.
Now, actually, they did try to keep you from writing a book, didn't they, when you first left the corporatocracy?
Well, yes, this was back in the 80s. I left the corporatocracy. I left being an economic hitman in 1981, and I started to write the book several times. And each time I approached other economic hitmen and jackals, assassins, and wanted to include their stories. And as soon as I did that, I got approached by people who threatened me and also offered bribes. And I succumbed to the threats and accepted the bribes. And I will say that I put most of the money toward nonprofit organizations like Pachamama Alliance and Dream Change, which are doing great work around the world to basically undo some of the harm that I did. So I assuaged some of my guilt by these other efforts, but I didn't write the book, which was important to do until after 9/11. And when 9/11 hit, then I knew finally I had to write this book.
Because, of course, 9/11 was simply a justification to go to war with Afghanistan and with Iraq, and that was because Saddam Hussein wouldn't play the game. We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest, Mr. John Perkins.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet, and we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At their website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and John was just going into the background of why we went to war with Iraq. And, of course, he went into the background of the oil embargo in the 70s and how the economic hitman worked out a deal with Saudi Arabia. They would keep the price of oil from going too high. They would sell it in dollars and only in dollars. And then, of course, the profits that they made would be invested in the United States. We would take the interest on that money and use it then to begin to develop the infrastructure and modernize Saudi Arabia, which we did. Then they tried to do the same thing with Iraq, and Saddam Hussein wouldn't play the game. So you picked the story up then.
Okay, Stan, so in 91 we sent the military in, the last resort. The, you know, it had failed, the jackals had failed, so the military went in. After, of course, we could have taken Saddam out in 91, but we didn't want to. He's the kind of strong man we'd like if he's under our control, and if somebody can keep his people in place, you know, control the price of oil, keep the Iranians behind their borders. And we thought that he, by destroying his military, he would have been sufficiently chastised that now he would come around. Economic hitmen went back in the 90s, once again without success. The jackals failed again in the 90s, and so we sent the military in once again and took him out, and, you know, the rest is what's going on there right now.
And, of course, this was really all about control. It had nothing to do with, you know, weapons of mass destruction. You had to have something to tell the American people.
Well, it certainly had nothing to do, we know now that there were no weapons of mass destruction, and it certainly had nothing to do with preserving democracy, because at the same time we were doing that, we were also trying to overthrow Hugo Chavez, who was democratically elected in Venezuela. We've got a long history, unfortunately, of overthrowing democratically elected governments. But it was about oil. It was about getting huge contracts for companies like Halliburton and Bechtel and the others, including my old company, Charles T. Main, which had been bought out by Parsons, and Parsons got big contracts in Iraq. It was really about continuing the build-up of the empire. And, you know, I think it is a great lesson for us, and hopefully it is a wake-up call that lets us know that we must turn things around, that we can and we must change the corporatocracy. We must convince these corporations that their job is not to constantly maximize profits, make a few rich people a lot richer, but that they must instead dedicate themselves to creating a stable, sustainable, and peaceful world. And hopefully Iraq is, terribly tragic as it is, hopefully some good will come out of it, and that good will be to convince us in the United States, as well as other people around the world, that we must turn the system around. We must transform this empire that we've created into a model that really can be followed by the rest of the world. And I'm very optimistic, Stan, that we will do that.
Well, I certainly hope and pray that you're right, although a lot of these people don't seem to have much of a moral foundation or moral conscience. They seem to want ultimate power.
Yeah, it's true, and it's not so much about morals, I think, perhaps, as where we have to appeal is to self-survival, to our own best interest, because what we must realize is that 5% of the world consuming over 25% of its resources, creating more than 30% of its pollution, just doesn't work. It's a failed model, and we're going to have to change it. And we all want our children and grandchildren to inherit a good world, including all the CEOs of these big corporations, the corporatocracy themselves. These are human beings. They have children and grandchildren, and every one of them that I know and have met want to see something good for their kids. So we must convince them and all the people, all of us who are their customers, their clients, that we have to come up with something new here, something that will allow us to survive as a species on a planet that we can still recognize, something that will create a sustainable, peaceful, and stable world for everybody everywhere, because we must understand that homeland security is dependent upon us realizing that the whole world is today our homeland. We live on a very small planet. You know, I remember Dr. Stan, when I was living in Jakarta, Indonesia, in the 70s, spending 3 days trying to make a phone call to Boston, Massachusetts. Today you can do it instantaneously from a cell phone almost anywhere in the world, even the Amazon. And you can send a whole book instantaneously over the Internet. We are a very, very small world. We saw on 9/11 that our cities are extremely vulnerable. Conquista has never had to worry about the Incas attacking Madrid. We now today understand that we live in a very small, vulnerable world, and a miserable, desperate people can become terrorists very easily and threaten us from all around the world. We need to take the cause of desperation away. We need to do away with the disease that is the root behind terrorism.
Well, I certainly agree with you. It is so distressing, though, to think, though, that half of the world population living on $2 a day or less, and where famine and disease are rampant, and yet so much of this is a direct result of American foreign policy.
Of American foreign policy, and honestly, of our own lethargy as shoppers and consumers, that it's very, very important that we understand every time we buy something made in a sweatshop that we're contributing to the dangerous world out there, that we're contributing to terrorism. And when we use too much gasoline, when we drive our cars too much, we're contributing to the cause of the unhappiness and the desperation which result in the instability in this world, and that ultimately we're going to be forced to change our ways. Much better to do it voluntarily, to do it in a way that sets a new model and allows our children and grandchildren to inherit a peaceful, sustainable, and stable world. And I'm, you know, the reason I wrote Secret History of the American Empire is because I truly believe that when enough of us get this message, and it doesn't have to be all of us, you know, the critical mass can be fairly small. Organizations like Rainforest Action Network and Pachamama Alliance have turned around the biggest corporations in the world on issues of rainforest, etc. We can turn them around on basic issues of what it means to be a good citizen, a good community. And I'm very convinced that we're going to do that.
Well, now, how do the people in the third world countries, because I know you still go to visit them, how do they feel about America?
Well, I just came back from South America, from Nicaragua, Ecuador, and Bolivia. And, you know, often our media portrays the new presidents of these countries as anti-American. They're not at all anti-American. They have a tremendous regard for our Declaration of Independence and the principles for which we stand. And they will embrace us with open arms when we go there. What they're opposed to is exploitation by our corporations. And basically they're saying things like, you know, Ecuadorian oil needs to benefit Ecuadorian people, and Bolivian gas needs to benefit the Bolivian people. In the last elections, democratic elections, seven countries in South America representing over 80% of that continent's population, and another country in Central America, have voted in the president who said, we need to get rid of this exploitation. We're not going to succumb to the corporatocracy anymore. And this is a very, very strong message, Dr. Stan, for us here in the United States. That people are, in other parts of the world, saying, no more, we're not going to put up with this anymore, this is not working. We need to listen carefully to this message and support these people and support their democratically elected president, even if we don't like the rhetoric that they send out to the world. I don't like Hugo Chavez's rhetoric very much, but he's democratically elected. We need to support that, and we need to support them even when they say that they're going to tax our oil companies higher, so we're going to have to pay more for oil. We need to go along with that because it's the just thing to do. It's the American thing to do. It's the thing that not only represents all of our principles of justice and equality for all, but it also is the only path that's going to lead to a world that our children will be proud to inherit from us.
But many times why they will actually overthrow presidents of this sort, they don't go along with the system, won't they?
Well, yes, you know, Ecuador elected a president whose name was Gutierrez a few years ago, who ran on a campaign that said he was going to rein in the corporatocracy, and especially the oil companies. As soon as he was elected president, the first month he made a trip to Washington, D.C. There were pictures of him holding hands with President Bush plastered over the cross buildings in Ecuador. And then he began to sign sweet deals with oil companies. He went against all of his campaign promises. The Ecuadorian people took to the streets. They forced him out of office. And some of my friends in Ecuador, I have three Ecuadorian godchildren, and a lot of friends, they called me up at that point and said, you know, this is how democracy works. If somebody runs on a certain promises and they don't keep those promises, you've got to get rid of them. And so he fled the country and has been replaced by a new president now, Rafael Correa, who's promised many of the same things that Gutierrez originally promised. And Correa, up to this point, seems to be keeping his promises. I was just down there about a month ago meeting with the Correa people, and you know, they're working very, very hard to rein in the oil companies, which has created terrible damage in the Ecuadorian Amazon. Right now there's a $6 billion lawsuit, the largest environmental lawsuit in the history of the world, filed against Texaco on behalf of the Ecuadorian people for destroying vast areas of the rainforest, dumping more than 30 times the amount of oil that's spilled in the Exxon Valdez, dumping that into rivers in the Ecuadorian rainforest. People are dying there because of these toxic waste dumps. And so this new Ecuadorian government under Correa is standing up to the corporatocracy. We need to support that. You and I and all your listeners need to let our government know and our corporations that it is not acceptable for them to try to bully and strong-arm and overthrow or assassinate democratically elected presidents.
And yet, of course, the average American, other than folks like yours and a few others, is just not getting this information. In fact, I am amazed that your first book got the play that it did, and I'm hoping this next one will as well.
Well, yeah, thank you. I think, you know, as I said earlier, there are a number of books coming out and have been coming out and movies and documentaries that are helping Americans to wake up and ask questions, and we need to do a lot more of that. And programs like yours are essential for this. What I call the mainstream media is ignoring a lot of this, but they're being forced now more and more to do it. My book, Confessions, was on the New York Times bestseller for over a year. Never did get a review in the New York Times, but it did get a finally after a year and a half. They did an article on the phenomenal success of the book, and it was in their business section, Sunday Times business section. But they still haven't done a book preview, even though it's been on their bestseller list for I think 60 weeks at this point. But you know, we get you, and we get the internet, and there's a whole new media. So the information is getting out there, and I'm very thankful for that. And I'm very confident that we are going to turn this thing around.
Well, I appreciate it, and we'll do everything we can to help get your information out and get you on with all of our different audiences. Although you have a very, very efficient scheduler, but we weren't able to get you on to the other programs for 3 or 4 weeks because you have so many people have been calling, trying to get you onto their programs. I feel I'm very, very fortunate to get you on early in your tour.
Well, thank you. I feel I'm very fortunate to be on your show, too, Dr. Stan. And yeah, it's been a pretty overwhelming response. As I mentioned earlier, I'm speaking tonight at Town Hall. They saw a bookstore, but they moved the venue to the Town Hall in Seattle. And then two nights at Portland, and then on to San Francisco and Boulder. And I'd love to hear from some of your listeners. They can check it out at johnperkins.org. But the response is overwhelming, and it's gratifying to see how many people are really interested in learning what's truly going on, the secret history behind the official record of what's going on in the world.
And again, that's johnperkins.org, johnperkins.org. And if you don't, get in on the internet and look it up and find out where John is going to be speaking. We will be carrying the book because we feel it's vitally important. Now, certainly there have been some people who have come forward and talked about these things that have met a strange demise. How do you think you've been able to survive?
Well, yes, that's a question. That's an interesting one. You know, as I mentioned a little earlier, I tried to write this book several times before and approached other economic hitmen and assassins, was threatened and bribed not to write it. When I finally decided to write it after 9/11, I knew I had to get this information out. I didn't talk to anybody about it, and it made it a little harder to write it. But I didn't even, my wife and daughter knew I was writing something, but they didn't know what, until the manuscript was in the hands of my literary agent, who's very, very well connected, and he was sending it out to lots of publishers. At that point, it becomes my best insurance policy. Every jackal out there knows that if something strange happens to me at this point, the book will sell many, many more copies than it would otherwise. They also know that even though it's on the New York Times bestseller list, we're talking, you know, between half a million and a million copies. That's not a heck of a lot. And the jackals, theorize that most of the people buying the book are probably people who kind of believe this anyway. And so a million copies, not a lot of books in their opinion, in a country of over 300 million people. But if something strange happens to me, those numbers will shoot up very high, and then suddenly you'll have people that wouldn't ordinarily buy the book buying it. That's exactly the opposite of what they want to see happening. So the book itself is my best insurance policy.
Well, I'm very, very glad that you are safe, and because I've interviewed at least three people that were assassinated after doing my program, but maybe the Lord's looking after you. I really believe he probably is.
Well, I hope so. You know, the other side of it is I'm 62 years old, Stan, and I've got a 25-year-old daughter just about to have a grandson. And, you know, I can't worry. There's always the possibility that some crazy out there who doesn't like what I say does something, you know. But we can't, you know, this is a time for all of us to have courage and to really look to the next generation. There's nothing more gratifying than to know that when we do go out, and I don't know whether it'll be in 2 hours or 20 years from now or 40 years, who knows. But what I do know is that on my deathbed, that proverbial deathbed, I want to look back and say, look, I did some bad things in my life, but I spent the last years doing everything I possibly could to make this a better world for my grandchildren. And the only way to do that is to make it a better world for everybody's grandchildren on this planet.
Well, I think Mr. Perkins is a very, very courageous individual. Actually, I've interviewed on my programs three professional assassins who work for our government. Three of my guests we've had on several times have been assassinated. You know, we're talking about the real world, ladies and gentlemen, not the imaginary world that you live in. These things do go on. Mr. Perkins is a very courageous man. His books are important, and I hope you'll all join me in praying for his safety. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
People believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time?
Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
We recommend it. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've been talking to Mr. John Perkins about his latest book, The Secret History of the American Empire, Economic Hitmen and Jackals, and the truth about global corruption, and on that part, he is right on. Now, we do carry his first book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We do have a 4-tape set, my interviews with Mr. Perkins. It's called Economic Hitman. And hopefully we'll have a 4-tape set on this one as well. Or perhaps there's another book that came out here with interviews with other economic hitmen. And we'll probably take 2 interviews with John Perkins and 2 with the other book and put them together. Understand that there really are forces out there. Of course, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness because they interlock through spiritual forces that really motivate these people, but they operate exactly as John says. I mean, they have got countries throughout the world into terrible debt. They work through the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, these various export-import bank, great corporations work in concert with the CIA and then the NSA and with our intelligence agencies and our military, and they kill national leaders who don't go along with the system. And half the world lives on $2 a day. Half the world is impoverished. You hear all the talk about trying to stamp out disease. In many instances, we're encouraging disease because of our population control agenda. I mean, the things that are happening throughout the world are just unconscionable. Banning DDT, which has killed almost 100 million people in the last 30 years. The AIDS epidemic being used for population control purposes. If you have not yet heard my talk, Nundare College genocide, or the more advanced version of that, planned population reduction, they're available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There is a video on population control, a 4-tape set on population control, and working in concert with the other material we've mentioned, you'll have a pretty good idea of what's really going on in the world today. But behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. That's why my talk, Forbidden Secret, and that comes in a DVD or VHS, and it comes with the syllabus if you want to get it, at a reduced price. And my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then, of course, Chris Pinto's 2 videos, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles in Stone. And if you listen to my 2 videos and Chris Pinto's videos, you'll know more than most college professors about the people who really run the world today. And the secret societies, which are there, that are, of course, doing everything they can to destroy belief in Christianity and Judaism and to destroy the Mohammedan faith. In fact, the plan is to get us into a war and get the Muslims to kill off the Christians, and the Christians to kill off the Muslims, and of course the Jews will be killed by both sides, and terrible things I feel lie ahead. Because, of course, America has turned its back against God. There are really very, very powerful spiritual forces out there energizing what's going on. But I think Mr. Perkins, John's contribution is considerable. We recommend his material. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for radio liberty, pray for our provision, our protection. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Network, I'm John Russell. This Father's Day, many people thought about loved ones in Iraq. Correspondent Julie Walker spoke with one New York family.
Every year, Army Specialist Alex Jimenez would call home to wish a happy Father's Day to his family. This year is different. The 25-year-old was abducted last month in Iraq. His mother, Maria Duran, says she holds out hope he's okay.
The best that I can do and I'm feeling is to put in my mind that he's alive.